This is Twit.
This is a product called Lovebox, and I'll switch. I've got everything set up.
Nice.
Okay, so Lovebox is this little bamboo box. You can see it's plugged in via USB cable so that it maintains power. It connects to the internet, and it's a bamboo box with a little little charm on the front of it. So currently there's a sun on the front of it, but this is actually changeable. When I got the box, it came with that little sun, and it also came with the standard one that you get as part of the Love Box, which is a heart. Now, what happens is you get the Love Box and you set it up on your home Wi-Fi. The way that it works is it has a built-in kind of Wi-Fi connection. So you connect your phone to it, and then it has one of those, I can't think of the term now, but it's like a capture. Like whenever you go to a hotel and you use their Wi-Fi, and then you have to type in a code or whatever, where it does that initial setup capture. And once you type it in, you can get forward. This works the same way. You connect to the Wi-Fi, it pops you into a browser where you can then set it up with your home Wi-Fi and set up your account. You hit next, and it connects to the account. It starts uploading, and then it's ready to go. At that point, it displays, and I'll show you in a second, inside this box, there's a screen. And it displays on that screen a code. That code you can send to families, friends, lovers, etc. And they download, which you can see here on my iPhone, which is the Lovebox app, and they can use that code to send you messages. When a message, the device, the box won't receive new messages if the top is open, if the lid is open. It only receives messages while it's closed. Because then that's whenever you can then look to see what the message is. And this charm on the front remains still until a message is delivered. When a message is delivered, the charm starts spinning on the front of it. It's it's kind of clever. There's just this sort of brass rod that sticks out of the front of it. And then there's a magnet. And so when you stick it on the front, it gets turned. The brass rod just kind of holds it in place. There's a magnet inside that kind of tells it to turn, that makes it actually spin around. So I know right now that I've got a message. It just so happens that I sent this message to myself because I have yet to tell my family about this. But I'll take off the lid, and inside it says, "Hello there, Smart Tech Today." And next to it is a little GIF.
Can you focus
that says,
at all?
Let me try to.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, oh, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's. I promise you it looks a lot better than it does on the screen. It's a lot higher quality. Yeah, it's just that it's such a bright shot.
Yeah, exactly.
So the actual color of this is a teal blue. And I wonder here, I did a black background because it's my table is also bamboo. And so it was kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. Yeah, that doesn't look much better. But anyway, it's that message is there. And then what happened is the phone that I used to send it, I just got a message on...
you got a notification?
Let's see. Yeah, I got a message on that phone letting me know that my message has been read. And so then it let me know on this Pixel that, hey, your message had been read. And what's cool is... I, as the person who received this message, if I take this charm on the front and I spin it, then it will send some hearts of love to the person who sent the message. And so this, it should, in just a moment, start dropping hearts down from the top of the screen.
Or do you need to close it again?
I don't. I might need. Yeah, you're right. I bet I do need to close the Love Box itself and then spin that on the front. And it should send some hearts my way. Maybe it already sent.
Basically, you can.
Oh yeah, there you go. You received a waterfall of hearts. So that's the way to reply to people who send you a message, just saying, "Oh, thank you for that message." So imagine getting this for people will go, "Wait, so then why shouldn't I just text the person?" This is a whole kind of other thing. This is a surprise and delight moment. This is
It's like I'm thinking of you, kind of.
Yeah, I'm thinking of you. You get this for like I could see getting this for my mom, and then all of her kids get the code, and then occasionally they send her messages. I mean, on the app, let me go back. You can use it to add photos instead of text messages. You can draw. There are all sorts of ways to send a message with all sorts of text. So there's text and styles. So let's say hello, just that, and then we'll change the style to a different kind of typeface, and then we can change the size of the text. We can change the color of the text. And then we can change the background color. I have the one that, oh man, that's bad. I have the Lovebox color, but it also has a black and white version. So the screen doesn't cost the company as much to make. So therefore it doesn't cost as much to buy. These start at $99.99, but it's, I mean, if you think about the technology that's involved, this is essentially a little computer that lets you send messages to people and get this little notification, letting them know, like this physical notification, letting them know that they've got a Lovebox message waiting for them. And yeah, I just, as much as it is, it's a product that, you know, I don't see it being justifiable for everybody, but the surprise and delight of it, the incredible build quality. This is a French company. And so it was actually made in France and designed by, I know I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but Xavier Houy Paris. Beautifully designed. The screen inside is very good quality. I am going to do something. Yeah, I think I am. I wonder if I can, hold on. Let me look this up while I'm still talking. So, the build quality is super awesome. It is, you can get it on Amazon. You can also order it from the website itself. And it is a pretty cool, again, just the way that it's set up is really nice. I'm just checking. I wanted to make sure that I could change the code on my Lovebox, and it does say that I can. yeah. So for those loyal watchers of the show, I'm sending you my code, which I know is going to end up being a mistake, but alas, if it ends up being abused, yeah, you can't even read it anyway. 78VKBBKV, 78VKBBKV is my code. And so you can get the app and send a message if you want to. And yeah, I will immediately reset it if it ends up becoming abused. But again, I just think this is such a cool idea.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
it's like, it's not going to be a mass market product, but
exactly.
For people who want it, it's there. And when you were talking about it, I thought of, it's like if Panic, who's making the Playdate, made like an instant messenger, but it's kind of just analog instead. Because they even, this is totally an aside, but that company has their logo up on their building, and you can use an app to change the color of their logo. So it just feels, it does feel very in their wheelhouse as well. But
yeah. And I also like, it reminds me of this other product that I got for my mom, which is this picture frame that you can take photos of yours and send them to a specific email that's randomly generated by the picture frame. And when you send the photos to that email, then they show up on her digital picture frame. So she has it plugged in, and she regularly gets photos from me and my other siblings all the time, because it's just sitting there waiting for photos to be sent to that email address. So this has that same kind of feel, where it's just this delightful thing where right now it's my office, but I'm going to put it in the main living space. And so occasionally I'll look and I'll see that little star flitting around. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got a message. How fun. I could pop it open, see that message, and, you know, be delighted by it, give it a little spin to send the person a thank you, and then move on along my way. So yes, not a mass market product for sure. And some people will go, I'll just text somebody, but this is, this is a gesture kind of thing and a sort of warmth kind of thing. It's just the perfect amount of tactile versus digital. And I like how it comes together with the Lovebox. So that's my review of the Lovebox. Starts at $99.99, up from there if you want the color version. And you can get it on Lovebox's own site or over on Amazon.